Thank you. I would like to thank all the civil society speakers who have addressed us today, and thank the civil society community as a whole for its continued commitment to Biological Weapons Convention. Distinguished delegates, we shall now suspend the general debate due to a request of one member, and also the rights of reply due to a request of one member until 12:45. With that, I would like to turn to agenda item 6. We can now move to item 6 of our agenda. Consideration of the factual reports of the meetings of experts reflecting their deliberations, including possible outcomes. As you are all aware, we had very good and constructive meetings of experts in August and September. I would hereby like to express my appreciation to the 5 chairs of the meetings of experts, Mr. Kimo of Finland, Mr. Shigeru of Japan, Mr. Aman of Kazakhstan, Ambassador Elena Biondik of Northern Macedonia, and Ms. Grisel del Carmen of Panama. They continue to do good work undertaken by their predecessors in 2018 and 2019. The reports of the members of experts have been issued in all official UN languages and are available on BWC website under the common reference BWC/MSP/2020/MX1/2, MX2/2, MX3/2, MX4/2, and MX5/2. As agreed during the meetings of experts, each report has an annex prepared by the chair of each meeting under their responsibility and initiative, and which lists considerations, lessons, perspectives, recommendations, conclusions, and proposals drawn from the presentations, statements, working papers, and interventions on the items discussed at each meeting. These annexes, which were produced as required in consultation with state parties, provide a factual summary of the deliberations of each meeting of experts. The consideration of the factual reports of the meeting of experts, including possible outcomes, is the primary task given to the annual meeting of state parties in the current intersessional program. As you will see from the program of work, which we adopted at the beginning of this meeting as document BWC/MSP/2020/2, we have therefore dedicated much of our time to the consideration of these reports. We have the time remaining today and all day tomorrow. Of course, as with the entire program of work, we can function with a degree of flexibility, and there are other items on our agenda if we complete our discussions on this item earlier than anticipated. I would like therefore now like to invite the chair of each meeting of experts to introduce the report of his or her respective meeting. After each introduction, I will open the floor for interventions on the specific topics of the respective meetings of experts. This can be an opportunity for delegations to comment on the factual report of the meeting, to introduce a working paper on the specific topic of the meeting of experts and discussion. Under discussion, or to make a proposal or offer an intervention of a more general nature. Once the discussion has been exhausted on the first meeting of experts, we will move on to the second, and so on until we have discussed all of the 5 meeting reports. In your interventions, I would like to encourage you to think about possible outcomes from the meetings of experts and any ways in which these outcomes could be reflected in the report of our meeting this week, to be adopted on Thursday. Please also give consideration to how the work from this year's meetings of experts should feed into the 9th review conference next year. With that, I now give the floor to Mr. Kimo Lukanen, the chair of MX1, the meeting of experts on cooperation and assistance, with particular focus on strengthening cooperation and assistance, and Article 10, which met from 20th to 31st August 2021. Mr. Luukkanen, you have the floor.